You're listening to WARA Radio Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanank mashaguit avantuchun hayu barzankne, yevurvor harinyeke glisvin, hon harinyeke vokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, April the 18th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Turayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. Now relax, sit back, and enjoy our program.
Հրավաց էիր որոշտեղը պազմահազար հայերու և ոդարներու գողմե։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնդր զայն իր անուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դունենու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասած են ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
Acharit Ihavijanis Paget Vartan Grigoryana, an Armenian giant in the American world. Vartan Grigoryan, the Iranian-born historian and educator who transformed the New York Public Library from a broken, derelict institution into a thriving center of culture and learning, who pushed tirelessly for improving access to knowledge through his leadership of Brown University and the grant-making Carnegie Corporation, died April 15th in New York City. He was 87. Vartan was born into an Armenian Christian family in northwestern Iran. Dr. Grigoryan was raised largely by his grandmother, an illiterate peasant who taught him that learning was the only way one can escape one's condition. He recalled to Voice of America, at 11, he started working as a page in the library of the local Armenian church, and his love of books took root. When he arrived in New York in 1956, he was a shy and lonely scholarship student. One of his first stops was the palatial New York Public Library. He suddenly realized that nobody had asked any identification or permission for him to enter, he later told NPR. So quietly I left. he didn't realize that the library was free and open to all. By the time he became its president, 25 years later, he had earned a doctorate in history from Stanford University and taught at the University of Texas and the University of Pennsylvania, where he served as dean and then provost. Passed over for the presidency of UPenn, Dr. Gregorian accepted the position of president and chief executive of New York's library system in 1981. With trepidation and against the advice of most of his friends, he wrote in his 2003 memoir, Road to Home. Mr. Gregorian was short and stout with merry eyes and a disarming smile. He brought boundless energy and enthusiasm to his fundraising duties. I remember him as the president of Brown University. His obituary goes on for several pages. And he did so much for our Armenian community here in Rhode Island and across the world. He was born in Iran on April 8, 1984. His father worked as a middle manager for an oil company and often lived away from home. As I mentioned, he was raised by his grandmother. His mother died when he was only 6. He was excellent in his studies, and he had the will to succeed. When he came to the United States, he came with nothing, and he built himself to the one of the most revered minds of our age. Our condolences to the Gregorian family. And with our Dadalits, it's April 18th, 1991. Today is the 30th Dadalits of Martin Kajoyan. April 18th, 2016. Today is the 5th Dadalits of Yeprat Edward Shadbegyan. April 19th, 1990. Monday is the 31st Dadalits of Shushan Kaloyan Boyajin. April 19th, 1995. Monday is the 26th Dadalits of Elizabeth Tashjin. April 19th, 2002. Monday is the 19th Dadalits of Hidi Talanian. April 19th, 2004. Monday is the 17th Dadalits of Ruby Neroshan. April 19th, 2007. Monday is the 14th Dadalits of Simone Chechenian. April 20th, 2011. Tuesday is the 10th Dadalits of Chonarik Chakmakian. April 20th, 2006, Tuesday is the 15th Dadalits of Peter Jordan. April 20th, 2019, Tuesday is the 2nd Dadalits of John Egyan. April 30th, 1990, Tuesday is the 31st anniversary of John T. Ritchie Jr. April 20th, 1990, Tuesday is the 31st Dadalits of Ahavni Alaverjan Derbagoshan. April 20th, 1999, Tuesday is the 22nd Dadalits of Hribsime Harriet Kalanian Sylvia. April 20, 2010, Tuesday is the 11th Dadalits of Stephen Kalarian. April 21st, 2005, Wednesday is the 16th Dadalits of Elmas Malikian. April 21st, 2009, Wednesday is the 12th Dadalits of Nelly Miriam Aramian. April 21st, 2020, Wednesday is the 1st Dadalits of Lee Leotin Lefian. April 22nd, 2011, Thursday is the 10th Dadalits of Richard Bogosian. April 22nd, 1997, Thursday is the 24th Dadalits of Peter Hanoyan. April 22nd, 2005, Thursday is the 16th Dadalits of Sally Gulgasian. April 22nd, 2012, Thursday is the 9th Dadalits of Sebu Barsoyan. April 23rd, 1998, Friday is the 33rd Dadalits of Edward Agavian. April 23rd, 2012, Friday is the 9th Dadalits of Joy Chakuyan. April 23rd, 2019, Friday is the 2nd Dadalits of Howard Haronian. April 24th, 2006, Saturday is the 15th Dadalits of Elizabeth Kaprelian, and we will hear her song later in the program. April 24th, 1990, Saturday is the 31st Dadalits of Ofsana Gloria Mikhaelian. April 24th, 2012, Saturday is the 9th Dadalits of Betty Sarjanian. April 24th, 1991, Saturday is the 30th Dadalits of Zari Boyajin. April 24th, Saturday is the Dadalits of Mary Melodoshin. Iveri Nerusarem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially for the passing of Dr. Vartan Gregorian. Iverin.
Iverin, Yerusalem.
Now we will be hearing a song. It's called Gumri. And my father has always played this song for Betty Dolbash. And it's for the former Betty Dolbash, Elizabeth Kaprielyan. You know, that generation, they were like all brothers and sisters, and they were always together. They had such a wonderful upbringing, and he always had a special heart for Betty Dolbash. We all know her as Elizabeth Kaprielyan. Her Dadelitz is this week, April 24th. It's been 15 years, and she's remembered all the time on Facebook. Her family, what a family. And they always remember their parents. They post these beautiful pictures of way back when. And I just love going through Facebook to see all the memories. But as my father has always done, and I will always continue, the song is Gumri. It's in memory of Elizabeth Kaprielyan on her 15th Dadelitz.
Bye.
And last week there was a wonderful article in the Providence Journal. It's titled "When Armenians Came to Providence." It's written by Varujan Kadents, and it's a great article. I'm going to read a little bit from here, and it's so apropos with April as we remember our martyrs. April 24th is Saturday, and on the 25th we will be remembering all of our martyrs with a service at North Burial Ground. We won't be there in person, but we will definitely be there in spirit. And this week is very important. Friday night, April 23rd, 7:30, there's Armenian Chorale of Rhode Island 100th Anniversary Memorial Concert dedicated to the Armenian Genocide. This is, of course, pre-recorded from the Park Theater in Cranston a few years ago. And, it was from the 100th anniversary, so. But this is going to be, you know, live streamed. So you're going to have to watch it on your computers or your phones, whether you're on any of the church's websites, St. Sags, St. Vartanants, they're going to be live, or Facebook Live. It's on the websites, so you won't be able to do anything in person. So starting on Friday night, April 23rd at 7:30, the concert will begin. On April 24th, the ANC is doing an Armenian flag raising at 39 cities and towns, as well as at the state capitol. So keep your eyes peeled for that if you're out and about. Also on April 24th, March for Justice by the AYF, hosted by the Providence AYF, YOARF, Varanchan Chapter. Saturday at 3:30, you will meet at St. Varsanant's Church for a walkabout. So again, March for Justice, wear your colors, your garmid, gabuy, naninja queen, anything you have that's Armenian. And again, this is Saturday, April 24th from 3:30 till 5 o'clock. And everyone is welcome to meet again. You're going to go to St. Varsanant's Church's parking lot, meeting at 3:30. And that's not Armenian time, 3:30, make sure you're prompt. And then on Sunday, April 25th, the Armenian Martyrs Memorial Committee will be commemorating the 106th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. A service in remembrance of the Holy Martyrs will be held at North Burial Ground, Providence, beginning at 12:30, with the participation of the clergy and deacons from St. Sag St. Mesrop Church, St. Vartanants Armenian Church, and the Armenian Evangelical Church of Cranston. However, because of COVID-19 and the pandemic, services will be held virtually for the public, as the cemetery will not allow large gatherings. It will be live streamed, Facebook, St. Sag, St. Mesrop. You go online, you will find it. And we invite the Armenian Rhode Island community, young and old, to join us for the 106th anniversary to remember our holy martyrs and survivors of the genocide, as well as our fellow Armenians around the world. And again, that is next Sunday, April 25th. And right now, I want to go back to this article. It's a beautiful article. And again, it was written by Varujan Kadents. He lives in Jamestown here in Rhode Island, and he's a great writer. Unlike most immigrants settling in Rhode Island in the early 1900s, the hundreds of Armenians fleeing genocide after 1915 usually came as single people. Most were orphans whose families were either dead or lost, and they arrived after first trying elsewhere in the Middle East and Europe. Yet, they recovered from their trauma enough to build both productive lives and preserve their identity. Most settled in Providence, along Douglas and Chalkstone Avenues in Smith Hill, with help from fellow Armenians, who had arrived in numbers in the 1890s. 20 to 30 men, often from the same district in Turkey, would share a triple-decker until finding jobs and housing elsewhere. A strong bond developed from the realization that they were sole survivors and their heritage must not be lost. Three Armenian Christian churches helped to maintain that bond. Most came by ship from Europe to New York, then by train to Providence. Others came directly by ship into the port of Providence near Allen's Avenue, especially the Fabre line from Marseille, France. Both received help from Traveler's Aid at the Old Union Station, with Armenian volunteers to help the majority who spoke no English. Jobs were the main draw. Providence, Pawtucket, and Central Falls were in dire need of factory workers, and managers didn't mind that Armenians couldn't speak English. Some arrivals met foremen right on the dock with pieces of paper telling where to report to work. But the best way to understand their settling here is with individual stories. When Mesrop Eshmalian arrived in New York, he had stayed up all night gazing at the city lights. The Ellis Island doctor, believing his bloodshot eyes were diseased, sent him back to England. 3 months later, he found a ship sailing directly to Providence, making sure to sleep well before arrival. For 20 years, he refused to visit New York City for fear the doctor might again deport him. Etchmalian settled in Edgewood and operated a grocery store there. Hampartsum Golisarian was in a Protestant orphanage in Harput, Turkey, where an American missionary director, Henry Riggs, noted he was a good student. Riggs arranged for him to attend medical school in Beirut, in which Golisarian returned to Harput and started a family. But when World War I broke out, he was forced to treat wounded Turkish soldiers, while his family received a guard to protect them from the ongoing genocide. With help from American missionaries, including members of the Riggs family here, Golisarian and his family eventually made their way to Providence in 1924. He set up an office on Smith Street and practiced medicine for 40 years. Satanik Asadjourian arrived from Canada in 1925, hidden in a burlap bag in the trunk of a car and driven to a prearranged marriage in Providence. For nearly two decades, she lived in fear of deportation and even changed her name. Then World War II broke out and her oldest son, Paul, went to the Pacific aboard a U.S. Navy assault ship. She now felt she had every right to be a citizen and marched over to the immigration office. She marched over to the immigration office from her home in Edgewood, demanding her papers. She then proudly hung the red, white, and blue as a flag for servicemen in the family, facing busy Narragansett Boulevard for all to see. Despite these difficult beginnings, Armenian immigrants and their children went on to serve as state judges and General Assembly lawmakers, as well as mayor of Warwick. Seven have been inducted into the state's Heritage Hall of Fame, including the most decorated World War II veteran, Harry Kazarian. People throughout the state will join in the annual commemoration of the genocide on April 24th. Here at the Armenian Radio Hour, next Sunday we'll be posting our Martyrs' Day program from 1965. But right now we're listening to Duduk music. And we're going to the Pados Chamber Choir performing with Placido Domingo, singing Yerevan Yerebuni. And the Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island presents a Zoom lecture by Asia Darpinyan. That's Dr. Asia Darpinyan. Tuesday evening, April 27th. Tuesday night, April 27th, 7 o'clock. Again, this is virtual. She'll be speaking about refugee experiences, investigating the plight of the Armenian genocide refugees. Dr. Darpinyan's talk focuses on the humanitarian emergency and refugee crisis during World War I, caused by population movements as a result of the war and the Armenian genocide. Again, this event, 7 o'clock, Tuesday night, April 27th, and it'll be Facebook Live streamed, so you can just go to Facebook Live, just type in AHARI, Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, AHARI, and you will find it. And again, that is the 27th, Tuesday night. With that, we're going to Ask Parabans. I apologize. I'm just reading some of my emails now, and I have one from Stephen Almation with some sad news. And Helen Dayan passed away yesterday. She was 83 years of age. She sang in the church choir at St. Vartanant's Church for what seemed like forever. Helen lived in the Smith Hill section before moving on to a retirement home a few years ago. She had the most pleasant demeanor of anyone I ever met. And this is Stephen that's writing this. Always smiling, she never had a bad word to say about a soul. She, Margaret Stepanian, her next-door neighbor, and Agnes Bianco and Sylvia Simonian were regulars on Friday nights for dinner and sometimes a movie. She was a quiet person with the sweetest of hearts. For years on Christmas Eve, she would sing the classic, O Holy Night, with no disrespect to anyone else who has ever sung the Song of Songs. Helen was second to none. I understand she never had professional training, which made her all the more incredible. As St. Peter welcomes our sweet Helen, and as the trumpets sound, she will be joining God's chorus in heaven, and they will all see and hear for themselves up there that she was blessed with a God-given talent to sing with the very best. Rest in eternal peace, dear Helen. Job very well done. Your friend, Stephen Almation. Thank you, Stephen, and our condolences to the Dayan family. It's, you know, another of that generation, and like I was saying before, you know, we're so lucky here in Providence, and we truly value our elders, and we have so much respect, and our memories of them will live on. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, why do you do these Daritzes every year? Well, in the Armenian community, we always remember those that came before us, those that sacrificed. One of the things about the Armenian Radio Hour, we keep everything. I have so much so much stock in saving everything. And my father was bar none. He was a great, great entertainer, but he was such a great producer as well. And the things that he produced, we're going to listen to that next Sunday. The 1965, which was the 50th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. It's an amazing, tape, and I'm so happy that we still have it, and it's in great condition. But we'll be listening to that next Sunday. I'm going to play in just a bit Maritza, her message from the 60th anniversary, which was 1975, and we'll be listening to that in just a moment. Right now, let's go to Sardarabad.
While you're listening to Gurung, it is time for our Maritza. Here's a young lady we're very proud of, a young lady who has a command of the Armenian language, and her delivery of the Armenian is second to none. Maritza.
Սիրելի հայրենագիտներ, անցյալ օր հոդված մգարտացի եւ գուզեմ բաժնել ձեզ հետ Անոնք, որոնք չեն գարտացած, պիտի ուզեի հիմա գարտալ սեզի։ Վերնակիրն է մեկ նախատասություն և երեք ճշմարդություն։ Քիչ անգամ մեկ նախատասության մեջ խդացված է այնքան ողջ մդություն և հստակադեսություն, որքան Վասկեն առաջի վեհապարի Սուրբ Ծննդյան քարոզի հետևյալ մեկ հատիկ նախատասության մեջ։ Վեհապարը գսե։ Մայր հայրենիքը ամենափարավոր գոթողն է նահատակների հիշադակը հավերժացնող և ամենազորավոր կրավականը ասկային գոյադևման, այլ և ամենաուղիղ ճանապարհը մեր ժողովուրդի բոլոր արդար երազանքների գենսակործման կալիք ժամանակներում։ Մեկ նախատասություն և երեք ճշմարդություն։ Ապրիլյան եղևնի 60-ամյակին Եթե ռոբեմը մտապերենք այն ահավորը, որ բադահեցավ 1915 թվին, ապա եթե բահմը աբրինք, ըսկանք, շոշապենք 1975-ի հայրենի իրականությունը, գրնանք չանտրատարնալ, որ մեր նահադագներու հիշադագի հավերժացման ամենափարավոր գոթողը այս վերածնունդն է, այս վերելքը, այս խոյանքը, կիրն է, երկն է, ոգին, շենքը, որ կբարձրանա գարույցը, որ կգադարվի, լույսը, որ կդարածվի ամենուրեք, նահանջի մատնելով մութն ու ստվերը աստիճանապար։ Եվ եթե անգարելի հրաշքով մը այսօր Գոմիդասը անցներ իր անունը գրող Բողոդայեն, եթե Վարուժանը գանք առներ իր թբրոցին եւ իր գիսանտրին արչեւ, եթե Սիամանթոն թերտադեր իրեն նվիրված հադորները, եթե բոլորը իրենց գարկին աբրեին, ըսկային, շոշափեին 1975-ի հայրենի իրականությունը, պիտի միացայն գոչեին անպայման, գանք, պիտի լինենք և թեր շադանանք։ Ամփոփվինք բահմը, խորանանք բահմը, և սպյուրկահայերու մեր արորյայեն, գյանքեն, պայմաններեն իսկ մեկնելով, որոնք թե որն է ամենազորավոր կրավականը մեր ասկային գոյադևման, պատասխանը մեկ է և անվիճելի, ինչ համոզումի ու քաղապարի դեր ալլանք, պատասխանը այն դեղ է մեր մամուլի մեջ, մեր թեմերու վրա, մեր դպրոցներեն ներս, մեր ռադիո ժամերուն, իսկ ընթացքին 1000 երագով հայրենի արյունը նոր ուժ և աբյուն գնձայ է մեզի, գոյադևելու գամք, լավադեսություն և հերանգար։ Պատասխանը, փագեցեք ձեր աչքերը բահմը և երևակայեցեք ամենատժոխայինը, ամենաահավորը, մայր հայրենիքի չքոյությունը, և ապա պատկերացրեք, թե որ ուր հասած գլա մեր գոյադևումը, աբրող իրականություն, թե պովանդակազուրկ բար։ Եվ այս բոլորեն ետք երրորդ ճշմարտությունը ահա, մայր հայրենիքը, երբ մեր բադմության վեմն է, խարիսկը, բադվանդանը, միակ մնայունը, միակ ուրջացողը, միակ ամրանիստը, մեկնագետն է ան, որ մեր վաղը գրնանթրիչ կարնել հայոց բադմության հրթիվները, ամենաուղիղ ճանապարհն է ան, որ գրնա օր մտանել մեր արտար երազներուն ամբողջական իրակորդման, մեր հավատքն է, մեր ինքնավստահությունը, լուսավոր մեր ներգան, որում վրա միայն գրնա խոյանալ գոթողը մեր կալիքին։ Այս գիտակցությամբ է, որ մենք կրնանք կոդեբնտվիլ այստեղ, մեր նբաստը պերել հայտադի սրպազան քորձին, մեր ջիկը լավակույնս արդյունավորել։ Այլ աժան ամփոխավարություն է վեր, նոր սերունդներու փոխանցել ամենա էականը, հավատք և հերանգար։ Մեկ նախատասություն, երեք ճշմարտություն, մեկ նախատասություն միայն, զոր պետք է անկիր սորվիլ իբրև խորուրդ և իբրև հավադամք։
That was Maritza, and now we're going to listen to Yarishe Manucharyan. Again, this is Rupen Matevoshan. My mistake. Rupen Matevoshan. Again, make sure you listen. Next Sunday, we'll be doing our Armenian Martyrs program and Cardinal Cushing. It's one of my favorite dialogues that we have. And he's just so eloquent and so forceful. And that's next Sunday on the Armenian Radio Hour. Right now, we're going to go to Artur Karapetyan.
Աշխարհի պատմության էջում թողել ես հզոր հաղթական անուն քաջերիդ արյան մեր նախնյաց կամքով անցել ես դարեր մեզ հասել այսօր
Now we're going to Yerevan Choral Society. Up next, Manuel.
And that was Manuel. Last song of the morning, Maid Hayastan. That wraps it up for me. As Dad always says, Uracha tzur gurachanas, mer jamana galratzav shagal tzun senin hamar. Sedesu tzun min chev harachika giragi aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Terrain, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. with portions recorded and transcribed. Webmaster, George Gasparian. You are listening to the Armenian Radio Hour on WARA, Attleboro. You can listen to us any day, anytime on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. All of our shows are there for the last, 100 or so years. ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can write me, Sona, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. As always, stay safe and happy Sunday.